Hey, what's up, guys? We're back again with another episode of the JDT Podcast. I know it's been a while since I've done my last official podcast episode, but there's been a lot of work. There's been a lot of things moving and a lot of actions being taken care of. One of the major things, if you don't follow us on social media at the JDT Podcast on Instagram, I started a YouTube channel for viewers who would like to see a more in-person kind of thing, which I've been getting a lot of requests for. It's definitely something new for myself because I have yet to spend a lot of time in front of a camera. But hey, I'm glad to have that in the works. I'm glad to have created the channel. And for those wondering, there has been an official, intro video. And I feel like it was pretty good. It's, again, something in the works, but that's what we're here for, right? Getting better together. And a lot of other changes have come along in life and in general. So one of the things that I've been working on for sure has definitely been myself, just building myself more, getting in a constant situation of building and being healthier first. So just wanting to more so focus and handle that down on those issues where I felt like could have been holding myself back. And I would like to talk to you all about some of that. One of the things where I feel I lacked was not being focused enough or being overly involved, wanting to be overly involved. I always enjoy having my hands on a lot of key parts, whether if that's something work-related, school-related, or just trying to find numerous things that I feel would help me out in general, instead of just taking it task by task and knocking out barrier after barrier in order to get better overall. And a lot of that can get you mixed up if you have too many things going on without a balance. And balance is very key. Finding your balance, finding your niche, and just continuing to strive for greatness. One thing that I always think about whenever I tie down or talk about greatness is back in high school when I was playing football, my coach had this plaque that he had stuck on his door. So anytime you walk past his door, which his door was majority of the time closed, it stated, "We're striving for perfection. Although perfection is unattainable, during that chase, you will reach greatness." And it took me a while to understand and fully break it down and understand the dialogue of it in its totality. But I had to realize that perfection is not ever attainable because you're on a never-ending race. But if you are striving for perfection, you will end up obtaining greatness due to the fact that you're on a never-ending race and journey, which it seems fun because throughout that time, you are always on the go. So you're always moving and always on a hunt to find ways and sources how to make yourself better. And once you find all of these key points, things that work for you, things that don't work, you can start to separate and pick apart and find those things that do work for you. So that way, once you find those things and you then go back and pull from the other side and start adding on to those things, now you're starting to stack yourself up to overall chase and capture greatness. On the flip side of that, if this is your first time tuning in to the JDT Podcast, I want to thank you. And I hope that this episode will not be your last, but I do also hope that you enjoy this. On the flip side of chasing and perfection and obtaining greatness comes failure. And I have my iPad here. So if I look down, as I'm just looking at my iPad because I have notes there. But On the flip side of chasing perfection and greatness, throughout that entire growth period and journey, you are going to encounter failures. We will always have failures. You will have rough times and rough patches that will, for the weaker-minded individual or the one who may be unsure as to if the journey that they're on is the right path for them, they can easily become distraught, get disgruntled, and be broken down and become someone who they weren't ever meant to be. So my first question for you is, why do we weigh our success to others? As we already know, we are on our own individual journeys. We have our own stories. We have our own lives to live. And I feel that when we start to do a compare and contrast kind of thing, that is when we begin to look, instead of working on our own painting, we begin to try to paint something else that we've seen in another mural or another portrait. And that becomes someone else's photo now at that point, or it's not ever originally your photo. Continue to be yourself. Continue to base your successes, your wins, your losses, your lessons off of your journey, because we're going to encounter these quote unquote losses, but you have to take it as a win. One of the things that I always love telling myself is to get back up, dust yourself off, and keep going, because you're gonna fall. Everybody's going to want the spot that you have. Everyone is going to want to do what you are doing. Now, although the journeys are different, the paths and the roads are different, we must understand and comprehend that nothing else matters. Your life matters when in regards to your success. So finding that path and going on that journey for yourself is the only thing that matters, because you have to make yourself before you can help someone else. Or you can only help yourself before you can help someone else. You can't sit here and tell someone, oh yeah, you should be doing this or you should be doing that. If that's the case, why haven't you done it already? You know? But comparing your success to others and trying to, you know, I think of a pie chart. So you have, we'll use my hands for right now. So I have two pies here. I have another person's pie chart and I have my own pie chart. With this, I took away a slice because I didn't feel like that slice was going to help me. I felt like that was something, one of my skills that I'd never used. I feel like that having that skill was just a waste of time. Why did I get it in the first place? But then I look at this person's pie here, who's doing the same thing as myself, but they have that slice still. And although they're not using it in front of everyone or in a format or way that anyone else can see, they still kept that slice. And I know this is a completely crazy kind of format and dialogue, but you do things for a reason. You find your ways and you create paths for a reason. There's never one sole way to accomplish a task. There's numerous ways and numerous sorts to be able to go out and get to the same level, if not higher, than someone who's done it before you. When we fail, I need you to understand that that is not the end, but it's only the start of a new route. Meaning that when you fail, or when you have to take a step back and replenish yourself and rejuvenate yourself, you haven't lost. You're not misplaced. You don't need to give up. You don't need to stop what you're doing. You just merely have to look at everything else, look back at your roadmap, and find a new route. A lot of us get so caught up in trying to find the same route that someone else did to find their own, their own route or their own success. And we try to follow that. Okay, since it worked for them, I know it can work for me. And the sad part is that people who are doing that are sometimes better than the ones who got the success off of whichever route they took. And they're actually watering themselves down by trying to follow or remake or recreate the same image that someone else did. And it's very discerning. It's very, you know, sad to see people make themselves this size when indeed they're this big, you know? And I feel that I've already expressed as to why we should not simmer down. You should never simmer yourself down. You should never add water to your fragrance. Always be bright, be bold, and be strong. But in the end, we have to understand that everyone has their own route. Everyone has their own way. And as long as you stay consistent and be passionate and motivated without having to use something else to motivate you, you're going to make it regardless. Yes, it may take longer than it did for someone else. Someone may actually even start doing whatever it is you're trying to accomplish after you started and get there before you. But at the end of the day, would you rather be the last person to get to the table to eat, or would you rather still be hungry? I don't care what time I eat. I just know at the end of the day, I'm going to need something, because you have to always stay in that hunting mindset. You have to always be able to have that will to win. You can't take no for an answer. You must continue to strive and press forward. And a lot of us end up getting so down or upset or even heartbroken over a loss, when in fact it was just a learning moment. Because there are so many different ways to create or reorganize or reassess a situation for you to be able to go back and implement those things. Okay, I misplaced here, I miscalculated there. Let me go back, redo this, and fix it up and dress it up so that way when I do encounter this moment again, I don't miss. I make sure that I'm always on top of my game. I cannot allow someone else to come and knock me off. We end up losing our sight or our complete vision. Like I said, failure is never a loss, but merely a learning stage. We have to go back, learn first where we went wrong. As I've already stated, now it's time to reassess and create a new play, a new game plan, or a new vision, a new image as to what is something that hasn't been done or what best suits me. Once you find that and you can originally be yourself and continue to keep moving, there is no limit as to how high you can go and how high you will come. No one can stop you except for you. I've stated this so many times, and it is literally something that I follow and abide by. It's one of my moral codes that I must follow, because once I go and I may see something, I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. I wonder if I can do that. But in the end, I don't feel like I can do it as well, because it's not myself. But yet when I go off and I do something that is me, it flows better, it feels better, it states itself better. If it's something verbally or if it's something physically, it gets done better than myself trying to reenact someone else's movements, because that's not me. Continue to stay true to yourself. Always know that regardless of what you see, what you hear, or anything that's being done in front of you, knowing who you are as a person and staying true to that person is way more important than trying to recreate something that's already been done. Be a trailblazer, a pathfinder, a fire starter, and continue to follow your own path. How do you rebound from a failure? I'd actually like to hear from other people on this one as to how they choose to rebound from a failure. And What did you learn in that moment to make you better as a person? When I think about failures, I sometimes think about tests. I think about physical failures. I think about how I've let myself down in the past, even family members. And I had to go back and put myself in those moments. Even now, I will still sit back and have a moment as to where I look back as to some of the challenges that I faced or some of the issues that I faced and didn't quite understand how I ended up in that moment. And there was a lot of hurt. There was a lot of heartbreak. There was a lot of tears in that moment. But I feel that when you release those feelings, when you implement passion into that moment, that's when you start to build, a monster. And I don't mean like something like an ugly face or an unpassionate person, but you start to create this person who's so driven and so strong and powerful and bold behind every action that they create that you cannot stop. It keeps you up at night. It drives you so much that you start to dream about it. Even when friends or other people that you may know try to come with you or to you with an entirely different plan, you tell them, no, you can't do this right now because you're so focused mentally and physically and spiritually by what you want to accomplish that nothing else matters until you achieve that goal. It's time to start focusing on our drive. It's time to start being passionate, more passionate, because one thing I think about is when you're going to the gym, of course, New Year's, we're only three, about to be 4 months in. And at the beginning of every year, I can easily name 50 people who always start saying, okay, I want to be more, you know, more physical. I want to hit the gym more. I want to start running or walking or anything, you know, some physical type of sport to start getting more in shape. I feel like I'm overweight. I need to lose more weight. Things of that nature. But it may be fresh for the first month. The second month, they start to slack up. The third month, oh man, I'll get there if I can, maybe not. Or even for the ones who do continuously go to the gym. Man, I need pre-workout. Oh man, I'm sore. I don't feel like doing it. When those moments, because those moments are going to come with the same thing as with whatever your passion is, if you're not truly passionate about it, those moments will come where you're too sore to go work out again. You're too tired to get up and do your podcast again. You're too tired to study for this test, giving a little extra effort so that way you're not satisfied with a B, but you put in the extra work to get an A. Once you start getting passionate about it to where it starts to eat you up internally, and you start to lose sleep, you start focusing so much attention on that passion that you forget to eat, that you may go times where you might not bathe. Like, I know that's, yeah. But there are all of those things tie into your passion because you push yourself so hard into the moment to where you're only focused about, oh man, I have to get this done. I have to make sure that I stay on my path. I can't lose my focus. I cannot allow someone to come in and interrupt my journey right now because we are going places. We have to keep going, keep moving forward. Put your head down, put on your helmet, strap up, because we're starting to let our passion take over and lead us to where we are going. We have to go and lift ourselves up each and every day, regardless of the harsh words we may hear. Regardless of how bad we may feel that we're doing with our job, regardless of if we do not even feel like doing it, when that passion kicks in and your motivation pushes you, where you don't need any pre-workout, you don't care about being sore, you don't care about the hurt that happened a few years back or a couple of months or any of that. None of that matters anymore because your moment is coming. And the one time where your passion starts to burn out and you lose that feeling, that energy, that thrive, or that monster inside of you attacking you, forcing you to keep going, is when you start to slack off. We cannot allow ourselves to slack off, because in that moment is when someone else steps past us, surpasses us. Think about the number one person in the field or industry that you feel like going after. Whatever it is, think about the number one person and look at what they do. Now, I'm not saying to imitate that, but I just want you to look at what they do, right? So once you see that, they know that they are the number one person. They know that they are the top dog, that they are head honcho, whatever you want to call it. And they know that there are hundreds of thousands of people coming after their spot each and every day, attempting to be the next best. Because you're not always, just being honest, you're not always going to be number one. Goals and numbers are always meant to be broken. Just wait until the next best thing. Wait until the next best thing. And when that next best thing comes, are you going to make it easy for them to replace you and be forgotten? Or are you going to ensure that with each and every moment, you make it more difficult for them to take over? You continue to make yourself relevant. You continue for people to know who you are, what you do, and that you're remaining number one, regardless of how good that next person is, how hard they try to attack. If they're up 20 hours a day, go to 21. If they are working 12 hours a day, go to 13. Always outdo them, but always remember that your main competition is yourself. If you start feeling like, okay, I work 12 hours now. I'm used to this 12-hour shift. This stuff is getting too easy for me. Push yourself to get up earlier. Get up earlier and use that extra hour for something else. So that way, now you're starting to advance yourself more. You're starting to push yourself more. You're starting to create a more full embodiment of your goal. You're making it more difficult for the next person, but also while improving yourself. Because at the end of the day, your greatness, your power, and your strength solely relies on you. Again, I always appreciate everyone who tunes in. And leave comments on the YouTube channel. That's also the JDT podcast. So if you go to YouTube, type it in, the JDT podcast. Subscribe, like, follow, as well as on Instagram at the JDT podcast. As always, again, I appreciate you all for tuning in each and every time. And I cannot wait to continue to hear more from followers about how their success is going and the greatness that we are all about to achieve and continuing to thrive with. Peace.